Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Foul Hour. It's just me today. It's me again. Hello. We're going to start off with a little bit of housekeeping, and then I'm going to talk to you guys about marketing yourself on Instagram and the benefits of that and what I've done since 2016 until now, what I've seen change, what I've seen to be worthwhile to actually go into and practice, and also what you can do to make your account even better than it is probably right now, or even if you're just starting out, what you can do to get going. Now, the first bit of housekeeping I want to do for you guys is to make sure you're aware of Skillshare, one of the sponsors for our show today. Skillshare provides unlimited online learning classes across a completely ridiculous spectrum of topics, everything from business to hand lettering to graphic design, and all the way back through the Adobe software as well with certified instructors. If you're interested in learning a new skill or updating the skills you already have, maybe you want to learn from some of the masters like Aaron Draplin or Paula Scher, then you can go to skl.sh/cfowlerdesign and get 2 free months of Skillshare for absolutely free, and you can cancel it at any time. So if you feel at the end of those 2 months you don't really want to use Skillshare anymore, or it's just not something you can afford, you can get those 2 months, soak up all the information you can, and then just leave it with no worries at all. Also, a little bit more housekeeping. I'm going to be getting back into posting on my social media feeds with actual design content for the first time in, 8 months, I think is the last time I posted to my Instagram main feed. So those will be coming hopefully the first week of September, along with blog posts and newsletters. If you've not already signed up to the newsletter that I put out, you can go to my Instagram profile, click on the web link, I think it's cfowler.design/links, and there'll be a button on there that takes you through to my newsletter. It goes out once a week. It's just straight to the point. It's no BS, no nothing. It's stories, advice for creatives and designers. Then thirdly, on top of that, I've started Inferno Branding, which is for CBD and cannabis-based businesses, brand identities, logos, and I'll also be putting out a blog alongside that at theinferno.co, and you can find that on Instagram at inferno.branding. On today's show, I wanted to go in and talk to you about marketing yourself on Instagram and the things I have noticed, the things that have changed, and give you a bit of a background into what I have done in the past that's worked, what has changed, what won't work now, and what you can do moving through from 2019 into 2020 to start to build your audience, or maybe you've noticed a bit of a stagnation in your growth and you want to improve it and go a little bit further. So I've used Instagram since the 13th of February 2016 for my @cfowlerdesign account. That's when my first post went live on that account. I looked actually through the archive, I scrolled all the way back, and all the posts that I thought I'd just deleted, because archiving didn't exist at the time, Instagram has somehow saved and I haven't lost any of them. Maybe they were stored on their archive server somewhere, and a bit shady that I deleted it and it was never actually deleted, but anyway. The first time I posted was the 13th of February 2016, and I started out by just sharing design work. I didn't really know what I was doing, and I thought I wanted to share some logos and go from there. And now looking at it in, almost three years later, I've amassed around 30,000 followers, and that number has kept steady for the last 8 months or so whilst I've not been posting at all, which I'll get onto a bit later on. Now, in 2016/2017, it was much easier to gain followers. The community was much smaller, hashtags kind of worked properly and they weren't as saturated, and Instagram stories didn't exist and IGTV didn't exist either. There was only one feed and there were virtually no distractions at all. It sounds strange to even think about Instagram in that state, but I went back and looked at some of the pictures of what Instagram used to look like. And I remember distinctly, even before 2016, when I had some personal accounts on Instagram, that Instagram has completely changed. There is so much more ideas of distractions on the app. There are so many different ways to communicate with people with inboxes and messaging and all this type of stuff. But there are also so many new ways to interact with people that are super beneficial. So you'll hear people talking about, oh, I wish Instagram was just chronological feeds and we didn't have stories and we didn't have this and we didn't have that. And that's just like the nostalgia crowd getting annoyed that something's changed, which is kind of true in some respects. I kind of wish chronological feeds were back, but at the same time, I don't check Instagram. I don't have time to check Instagram as much as I'd like to. So to have Instagram sort the best posts for me and put them at the top is actually really helpful, because I don't spend very much time on Instagram each day to be able to look through everybody's feeds. So back in 2016/2017, I just was posting 4 to 5 times a week. This is kind of the first time I posted in the 13th of February 2016. I was actually working at Lidl, the supermarket. So when I was posting, I was trying to post 4 to 5 times a week, and I was just absolutely killing myself after doing like a 5 a.m. to 3 or 4 p.m. shift at Lidl, at the supermarket, to then come home and do design work and then post that to Instagram. And I was just posting consistently. That's it. I was just posting consistently and making sure stuff was going up, because that's all you could do on Instagram. You could post a post with hashtags and that was it. And you could reply to any comments that came through. But again, the comments weren't that active either back then. And it was all about people finding you through hashtags or you being shared and reposted to somebody else's account. When I was posting 4 to 5 times a week, I was just posting without really any care to it. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just making and sharing things, which I kind of wish I still had. I wish I wasn't so tainted and jaded by kind of the minor success I found, and also the overthinking that I probably do now. And one of the reasons I haven't posted for 8 months is because I've been overthinking the process far too much. Whereas 3 years ago, I was just posting because I could. It was new, it was fresh, and I was just going at it. So they're kind of the differences as to where I'm at now in 2016 back then. And I was posting, say, 4 to 5 times a week. And as I started to do this a little bit more, I started to notice things. I started to notice these reposting accounts, one Logo Inspirations being one of them. I think Logo New was started then too. And those accounts started to repost some of my work. They started to repost other people's work. And I'd notice all these other people's work who were doing better than I was, or getting more followers, or reaching different things. And I just started to be a little bit more strategic with what I was doing. So rather than just constantly posting and expecting things to happen, which did work to an extent, I did get followers that way, but I wasn't growing super quickly. I then became more strategic after looking at these other accounts, and Logo Inspirations and the other reposting accounts were a great way to see what other people were doing and how I could change that. And I also learned quite a little bit more about social media marketing in general, because up until that point, I was just kind of blindly stabbing into the dark. So one of the things I'd recommend, which I'll get to a bit more at the end, is go and follow some social media marketing blogs, sign up for some podcasts, sign up for some newsletters, and go and see what other people recommend and what social media professionals actually suggest you do, which you can then tailor to your kind of your own design work from there. At some point in 2017, I decided to change up the way that I was doing my posting. I believe it was 2017. Started to show a little bit more process rather than just the digital finished designs, which helped my account grow massively. It was at the time when not many people were sharing their process at all. Most people were doing just the dribble thing of showing the finished design without very much context and expecting that to help them grow their account without really putting too much effort into it at all. The second I did that, my followers started to skyrocket. I was reaching at times 1,000 plus followers a day, depending on the day it was. And obviously you can see that I have 30,000 followers. That doesn't mean I've gained 1,000 every day, but there were some cases where Logo Inspirations would share my account or someone else would, and I would go up a few hundred or even 1,000 followers in that particular day. I think until recently, the most I'd received in 24 hours was something like 1,200 followers off one particular post. I can't tell you exactly which one it was, but that was kind of insane to wake up or to check my phone and just see the notifications coming in like stupidly fast. But things don't move that quite the same way as they used to. And as I became more strategic with it, I started to become aware of the way things were changing with Instagram and what I needed to do to keep up with it. And again, this was at a time when there wasn't stories, there wasn't IGTV, there weren't all these other ways to put content out, and there weren't all these other different formats that people had explored. There were kind of two distinctions on Instagram design content, which was show your process or show the finished thing. There was no videoing, there was no processing of time lapses or anything like that. It was very simple and very clean. But fast forwarding to 2018/2019, so the last year or year and a half, it's a completely different ball game. And if you're new to Instagram listening to this and you want to get some perspective of the differences, just go back and find someone's posts from like 2016, or go back through Logo Inspirations archive. I know they post a lot every day, but go back through their archive and see what has changed and see how the way they share their content was different. You could even use something like, I think it's like the Web Archive or Web Time Machine or something like that, and go and look at instagram.com/logoinspirations in like 2016. Go and see what it looks like and see whether it's actually any different. You'll probably notice that there are some major differences in the way people posted and the stuff they would share. But looking at 2018, 2019, some of the tactics I used to use do still work. Some of them are still timeless tactics that will help you as well. But again, some of them really don't help. So I'm going to focus on the ones that I know do work and have actually seen working and in action in 2018/2019 as we look forward to 2020. Now, before I get started on some of those things I think will help you guys build up better content and build up your followers, I do have to put a little bit of a disclaimer in here just because I know someone else is going to comment on it if I don't. And it's that I haven't actually posted anything onto my main feed for, I think it's 8 months. So since we're in August 2019 right now, I haven't posted anything on my main feed on Instagram since last November, December of last year. And that was mainly due to client work. I got really stressed. I had some emotional stuff that I had to go through and deal with. And I basically hit a massive slump and hit a wall and didn't know what to do and was just overthinking everything at the same time as trying to do client work, young guns, all this other stuff that was going on in my life at the same time as well. So there's that little disclaimer for you just to make sure that you're aware that I'm not here like some Instagram guru. I keep tabs on all of this stuff. I keep tabs on the way the market is changing. I keep tabs on the way people are sharing posts differently. And we'll get onto that in a second. So let me break down the qualities that I think are timeless for Instagram content that I think are always going to be the case for helping you break through the noise and also make sure your account is top of the game so people actually want to follow you. Because there's a difference between getting followers and people actually wanting to follow you, people actually being true fans of your content, which is something that back in 2017, when the reposting accounts were much bigger than I think they probably are now because of all the other sharing features we have. But in 2017, if someone reposted you, people would follow your account because you got reposted. They wouldn't even necessarily look at the rest of your work. I would get followers to my account who had never liked a picture. They'd never clearly looked at my profile. They'd just gone through the tag and then followed me, which in some ways is great because they're like, oh my God, I love this piece. I'd love to see what else they do. But also people would just follow you, like that picture, and then never touch your stuff again. So you'd get this inflated number of followers or people you think were fans of your work who actually would probably never see your work again or interact with it in any other way. We'll talk about reposting and followers and true fans in a bit. The first thing that I think is an important timeless tactic is the quality of your content. Your posts need to be high quality visually and also need to be providing value somehow. So you need, if you're going to take a photo, it needs to be a good, well-shot photo. You need to edit it, clean it up, or leave it completely raw if you want to. But the best thing to do is to make sure it's visually appealing and of high quality. That could be a design post that's all digital. That could be a photo of your work process. That could be a video that you have filmed. Make sure it's high quality content and/or it provides value in some way. Now, providing value is a distinction that will separate you from just other designers who are just sharing their work. People who just post their work without any context or any explanation, or even just a few keywords and a hashtag, that's fine, but at the same time, you will build a stronger, more engaged audience if you spend the time to provide them with some value, whether that's explaining your process, explaining your reasoning, or asking questions and helping someone on a specific topic. So you could be providing quality content through sharing your process, showcasing your work, sharing your reasoning, your teaching other people, or even storytelling. Storytelling is really effective at the moment, and people want to see your Instagram account kind of like a YouTube channel or a blog. That doesn't mean you have to do written or video content. You can still just do visual with a caption, but people want to see what your life is like and be a part of that too. Again, for photography, it needs to be a beautifully shot photo, lined up nice, color graded, edited, filtered, whatever you want to put on it. And the same goes for your design work. So make sure your work is super high quality and go from there. To help improve the quality of my photos and to edit my photos, I use tools like Photoshop, obviously. and Snapseed and VSCO. That's VSCO. They're two, I think they're both iPhone apps, but I have an Android phone, so I use Snapseed, which is owned by Google, to do basically what Photoshop does on mobile and move through that. And then I use VSCO to do any final tweakings and filters. The next thing that I would suggest you have for quality content and to timeless tactics are being consistent. So the first one was quality content. The second one is consistency. Now make a schedule and stick to it is what I've written down. The schedule could be every single day. It could be 3 days a week, or it could be once a week. So long as you are posting consistently and it's once a week at a minimum. The same goes if you're writing a blog post or a newsletter. People work on a weekly cycle and people want to see at least something from you once a week to stay relevant. Now, you won't build your following particularly quickly doing this. You won't build up as many true fans posting only once a week, but it is a way for you to practice getting consistent. And if you're worried, if you're an overthinker, if you're anxious about sharing, and you can post one thing a week, you will eventually be able to snowball that up to twice a week or three times a week to every single day and go and build and build and build. Now, to help with your consistency, one of the things I'd recommend is to schedule around 10 days worth of content in advance. So if you can make, if you're only posting once a week, that could be 10 weeks worth of content in advance. But the more likely thing is that you're going to be posting three or between two and five times a week. So then try and schedule 10 pieces of content in advance. So that will mean that you're already ahead. You know what's going to happen. You can use tools like Buffer and Later and even Twitter, I think, is working on a scheduling tool. You can use the Creator Studio from Facebook to do Instagram posts, and you can schedule everything that way. It's super, super easy to schedule content now. So rather than panicking and worrying about getting a post up, just schedule it in advance. You know when it's going up and just watch for it to go up. And that consistency, people will recognize. People will recognize the consistency for you turning up at the same time every week, sharing something valuable, and they know where to look and when it's going to turn up. Also, by being consistent, you can kind of attract the algorithm to you. If the algorithm knows that you're posting at a certain time on a certain day every single week, it will start to learn and start to show your content to people around that time. Or it will push it out further. So if you post on a Sunday, for example, and the algorithm knows, oh, you posted that on the Sunday, fabulous. We're going to share that to people who want to engage with your content, but we're also going to push it out another day that week so that other people who might have missed it, who love your content, will see it again then. But once a week is an absolute minimum to build your account. You can't be posting sporadically. You can't be posting once a month. You can't be posting three times in 1 week and then zero times for the rest of the month. You need to be posting consistently and spreading your content out in a way that people can recognize and people can follow more easily. So that is quality content and consistency. The third thing, which is a timeless tactic, is engagement and engaging with your community, which means that every comment you get, every DM you get, every mention or tag in your notifications, go and respond to it, go and engage with it. If you have to spend half an hour to an hour every single day doing that, then go and do it. Because building one relationship at a time and commenting and responding to people is the best way to build an engaged audience. It's not something that's scalable. You can hire it out to other people to do and comment on posts for you, but it's going to just be an absolute nightmare in the end because nothing you posted or all these other people doing your comments for you or responding to your messages for you are never going to be quite as authentic as someone, as you doing it yourself. So go out there and engage with the people who follow your account and tag you and want to be involved with what you do. And that's one side of that engagement side, because you can engage with your own audience, but to help build out and grow your audience, you need to be a genuine and real person and go and comment on other people's work, other people's posts. Now that could be other designers or other creatives in your field. So if you're a hand letterer, going and engaging with other hand letterers will work. It will help you build a following and help people who love hand lettering discover your account. It might not help you grow and, it might not help you find as many clients if you're just going out and liking other hand letterers' comments, liking and sharing and commenting on other hand letterers' posts, but it will help you attract an audience that enjoys that type of content. So if you were to flip that and go, well, Connor, I want to find clients using Instagram. How do I do that? Well, you need to go and comment on your dream client's work or maybe where your clients hang out. So let's say, for example, that you know your hand lettering clients all love this specific business person, or they all follow this specific, organization. So let's say you want to do hand lettering for weddings. Maybe you should go and follow something that people who are getting married would follow. So that could be bridal wear, that could be any photographers who do wedding photos, that could be people who make stationery for weddings. Like, you go and follow those accounts, comment on those posts, and then people who are potentially going to be clients will find you that way. And that's a good way to A, build up your community and build up your audience, but also find and attract potential clients. When it comes to engagement, there's also the $1.80 strategy that Gary Vee put out a few, probably a year ago now, maybe slightly less than that. I'm not quite sure entirely, but what it entails is spending a bit of time each day, considerable time. I've tried to do it myself. It's quite a lot of time it can take, but it does work. So the $1.80 strategy is putting your 2 cents out there 90 times a day, which means that you go out into the world and to the relevant hashtags and relevant communities for where you want to find clients, and also where other designers might be hanging out, other creators might be hanging out, and go and engage with their content. Be genuine, don't sell on their pages, just send people nice DMs, send people nice comments, respond and engage with those communities and be conversational 90 times a day, wherever that takes you. So I did this with the CBD community the other day for Inferno, and it helped me actually find and get more followers onto that account and to my own personal account. I could see them coming in. I could see that other people wanted to engage with that and hear my side and wanted to have discussions in the comments with me. So it does work, but the $1.80 strategy can take quite a long time to execute. However, I think it's a really powerful tool. I'll put a link in the description for it so you can go and check out the video. It's super simple and super easy to wrap your head around. You just have to sit down and do it because it does work. But that comes down to engagement, which that's quite a strong form of engagement. But if you just set yourself 30 minutes a day to go and do something like that and do as many as you can in 30 minutes, that will help you build your account as quickly as it would just posting. You need to actually engage with people, because if you're just posting into the darkness, into the void, no one's ever going to see your work because they're not going to know where to find it and they're not going to know who you are or what you do. Now, the fourth one that's kind of, I don't really want to put this under full timeless because things are going to change with this over time, and I've seen a decline in this particular category over the last two and a half years, but hashtags. Now, there are lots of people out there who will say hashtags are silly. I know people like Tom Ross over at Tom Ross Media. He doesn't use hashtags on almost any of his posts, and he's seen immense growth recently because he makes really shareable, valuable content. However, if you are just starting out, if this is like week one for you, or you've got only like 100 followers, hashtags will help you, but you need to be very specific with it, because hashtags are far less important now than they used to be. And there's, as I said, many arguments for even not using them at all. You can get high engagement without using hashtags, but the reason I think you should, if you're a small account, is to help you just, it's another tool under your belt that will help you reach new people. But the difficulty comes in picking the hashtags, because when you pick hashtags, you need to make sure that they're not oversaturated, which is quite difficult for the new generic search terms that prop up everywhere. So for example, back in 2016 or 2017, I could use the hashtag logo inspirations and almost guarantee Jonathan, the owner of the account, would see it, because there were not many posts going in daily into that hashtag feed. But now if I go and look at logo inspirations, there are millions, maybe hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of posts using that hashtag, which means that your work is just going to get completely lost in the noise. And also, there's an argument to suggest that if you post using hashtags, the algorithm puts you into those hashtag feeds, but if no one from the hashtag feed engages with it, they'll drop your account and your reach a little bit lower, which makes sense, because if they're going to promote your post on the particular hashtag feed you've selected, they kind of expect that people in that feed are going to like it and enjoy that content. But if for some reason your post doesn't get any likes from being in the hashtag feed. I have a funny feeling the algorithm will bump you down a little bit further on the ladder. And I have no way to prove this, but a lot of the random theories I've had about Instagram and the algorithm and the way it works over the last couple of years have actually panned out to be true. So I am not a guru, but I have a hunch that is the way that's going. And also, as we start to see things like likes potentially being removed, I think we might see hashtags removed as well. And people will be focusing more on keywords in your captions rather than hashtags for categories and stuff like that. Because hashtags have just become so completely oversaturated at this point that finding a hashtag that people actually use and has much lower posting rates is quite difficult. You could probably find a hashtag that's like hashtag logo badge design, but the likelihood of, or even something longer than that, something more like logo mountain badge, something even more specific, because that's going to be a very small hashtag, the amount of people who are going to be searching for that is going to be very small. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but at the same time, you need to find hashtags where they're either really small or you can actually get some engagement from it. So I used to use logo inspirations. I used to use, I think it was like 10 or 15 hashtags that were just reposting accounts. And that's one of the ways I built up my account. I started just using the hashtags for the reposting accounts would see it, and then they'd repost my work and I'd get some followers in return. But it just doesn't work like that anymore because there are so many people posting that the chance of you being selected to be reposted is so much lower. So when it comes to hashtags, try and focus on a small selection of effective hashtags that will actually work for you, even if they're much smaller. As I said, logo, mountain, badge, that might only have 10 posts in it, but it might be better to do that and see what happens than post in logo inspirations and get no engagement at all from it. You could also try you not using any hashtags at all, but if you don't use hashtags, you need to go back to the other three qualities we've mentioned, and the main one you need to go back to is engagement. Because if you don't use hashtags, you have to spend the time engaging with the community and engaging with potential clients to build an audience, which works. That's how Tom Ross has built up a lot of his account. He's engaged with a lot of people. He spends a lot of time actually providing value to people in his comments and commenting on other people's stuff too. That's probably how he gets away without using hashtags. But at the same time, if you're just starting out, either use some hashtags or spend the time to go and actually engage with the community to build it out. Now the fifth? Are we on fifth or is that fourth? I don't actually know, guys. I've got these notes written down, but I've completely forgotten. So we've done quality of content, we've done consistency, we have done engagement, and we have done hashtags. Now I've got a fifth one that's kind of a bonus one that I like to throw in because it's something that I always do when someone asks me, hey, how's my account doing? Can you like check my account and see whether it's growing? I don't know what's happening. I keep losing followers. I don't know what's going on. Why can't I have 1,000 followers by now? And the first thing that I do, guys, is I go to their account, I scroll to the bottom of, well, firstly, I look at when their newest post was made, see whether they're consistent. So I look at their top three and I go, are you consistent with your posting? And then I scroll right to the bottom and look at when their first post was posted. If their first post was posted anything less than 6 months ago, I go back to them and I stop looking. I just say, the only thing you need to do right now is be consistent and be patient. Because you've only been doing this for 6 months. It took me almost a year and a half to build up any kind of following, and it took me over 6 months to find any clients through Instagram. So to worry about your account at 6 months in is just foolish. You need to be patient with it. And I know people like Gary Vee talk about patience a lot, but when someone asks me, how can I make my account bigger, faster, organically? I just say you can't, because you don't have the patience for it. If you're asking me that, you're not going out and doing the effort and putting the effort in to do that work. Don't be afraid to actually go out there and engage with the audience, even if you don't feel like you have anyone watching or you don't think that anyone will care about your content. Because when it comes to your content and what you put out into the world, providing it's high quality, it's valuable, you're consistent, you engage with the community, maybe use some hashtags too, it will happen. But you just need to be patient with it. And just because you don't have 1,000 followers, it doesn't mean your account can't be successful. At the end of the day, especially if you're trying to get clients through Instagram, it's the amount of work that you get in and the amount of leads that you get that matters, not how big the follower number is. And that's something that I get asked all the time. If I get more followers, will I get more clients? Will people be contacting me more? And the answer is no. They probably won't be. Or at least the percentage of good to bad leads that come in won't change. I would say that probably 1 in 10 leads I get are actually worthwhile pursuing. And that ratio hasn't really changed whether I had 1,000 followers or 30,000 followers. So just remember that the bigger the number doesn't mean more work or more better or a better audience. It could just mean that you're posting really cool stuff, but your leads are still going to be the same. So hopefully those 4 and 5th being patience qualities help you see what you can do in timeless strategies to build up your Instagram account. Now let's be a little bit more specific about what you can do on Instagram that's kind of newer to 2019. Some of the ways that you can really upgrade your content strategy at the moment is through video. Now video is really cool because particularly with IGTV, you can post either a minute long video to your main feed or you can post something up to 10 minutes long on IGTV or unlimited if you're verified, but I can't imagine anyone listening to this is verified. Anyway, but you can post up to a 10 minute video on IGTV, which allows you to expand on your content and your value proposition and giving value a lot more. Also, Instagram is pushing IGTV really hard at the moment and helping people get more views than they've ever had before. It's one of the reasons all the big accounts that I follow, you might also notice that people, when they post videos, they don't just put them on the main feed anymore. They put them through IGTV and then reroute it through the main feed because that helps you get more views, helps you reach more people through video. Now you might be thinking, okay, O'Connor, well, I go back to the hand letter option. I'm a hand letterer. How the hell do I make a video doing that? Well, go and look at people like Ian Barnard, who are doing really well with hand lettering. But what they do is they make time lapses. You can, if you have an iPad and Procreate or just a Windows or Mac machine, you can screen record what you do, cut that down into a time lapse, and then share that. Does it have to be some crazy elaborate mental high quality, like film movie quality? No, it doesn't at all. But what matters is you're being valuable to other people. So you're not just sharing the time lapse and saying, hey guys, I made this time lapse, it's amazing. What you're actually doing is writing a long caption. You're putting in a couple hashtags that will get people's attention, maybe. You've put some music behind it or even some commentary. And you've explained what you've done and why you've done it and how it will be beneficial to them and their process, or how what you do would be beneficial to your potential clients as well. I'm going to be using video quite a lot coming up, so get ready for that because that's going to be a lot of fun doing video. The next thing on Instagram that is newer, which might not stick around forever, is using Instagram stories. We know that Instagram stories are here to stay, but what I mean by it not being around forever is that when it comes to posting on stories, people want content that is real, that's raw, that's a bit more authentic. So when it comes to posting stuff to stories, you don't just want to share something that's like super hyper professional, well shot. You want to show some stuff that's behind the scenes. You want to show people a bit more about you, about your day to day, about what's different about you. And also with stories, you can use hashtags on stories. You can use location tags on stories. You can use different poll and engagement stickers. So people can do quizzes. People can ask you questions. And it's super, super easy to build up engagement that way. And it's such an underutilized tool that I see the majority of designers not even using. The majority of designers and creatives I see using stories are just using stories as a way to tell people that they've made a new post. And it's like, well, that's fab, but why don't you just show me the post on my story feed instead? Because ultimately, when it comes to making new content, you want to be where the people are looking at it. And if we know that the Instagram algorithm is messing people's main feed posts around and not sharing things correctly, then you've got to put it where people see it. So maybe someone watches your stories, but they don't watch your main feed. Well, how do you go around that? How do you engage with people on your stories? These are all the different things you need to think about when it comes to the platform itself. You can stick to those 4 or 5 main categories of timeless tactics I've said, but you also need to be aware of exactly what is going on with Instagram. I mean, literally yesterday or the day before, a potential messaging app for Instagram was announced. I think it's called Threads or something like that, which has potential to be even more disruptive against things like Snapchat because of the way it will build up community, the way that people help people contact each other. And these are things you need to be aware of when it comes to keeping updated to make fresh content all the time, because you need to be able to update and pivot your strategy as time goes on. Now, you can use things like podcasts, you can use blogs, you can use newsletters to keep up to date with these things, particularly from websites like later.com, buffer.com, Hootsuite, which are all social media schedulers. You can use those as a way to get in and understand what is happening on these platforms. But you also need to be watching your own content. You also need to be watching your own analytics, your own insights on your Instagram account, and also seeing what people really respond to. Because maybe you're doing something that people aren't responding to so well. Maybe you need to switch things up. Reviewing your posts each week or each month and see what's been working and what needs updating. And you can also check things on your insights to see when people are online. Now, that's one of the great things about scheduling apps is that when it comes to analytics, it's super easy to go, okay, well, I've been posting at 3 p.m. and getting no engagement whatsoever. Oh, look, my followers are on at 6 p.m. Why don't I just change when I post 6 p.m.? Oh, well, I can't post at 6 p.m. because I pick up the dog or I have a karate lesson at 6 p.m. Okay, well, go to buffer.com or to later and schedule the content in advance. So it does it automatically. And then you'll hit the right number of people when they're online and you know it's done, you know it's safe, you know you don't have to touch it in any way. And when you've started to figure out what works for you and what's effective, you want to double down on that and really squeeze it hard and just keep going on that particular thing until people start to get bored of it. And then start to, okay, we're starting to lose viewers on the videos. Right, we're going to quickly change that and pivot into something else and go and experiment and try something new. Because although I've mentioned 4 to 5 timeless tactics there, they will work forever. But what will help you grow quicker is keeping an eye on the different things that are changing. I'm not saying follow trends. Don't just follow trends like everyone else is doing. But make sure you're providing value somehow and keeping up to date with things. Because when you keep up to date, you don't end up feeling bad when Instagram changes the algorithm. You're able to adapt and adjust and be a better marketer because of it. Because ultimately, that's what all this is. Instagram is a great way to showcase your work, but you're marketing your business and your brand by using Instagram. So just to wrap up, those things that I've mentioned today are high quality content will help you grow. Being consistent will help you grow. Engaging with your community and engaging where people who will be your clients, your potential clients, hang out. That's a great way to find and get clients. The fourth one is hashtags. Now, hashtags, as I mentioned, a bit temperamental. Might be one of the things that decline in a few years or 6 months or a couple of years, depending on how the app changes. But with hashtags, you can guarantee right now that using them, particularly the smaller ones, can be beneficial to you. The fifth one is patience. You've got to be doing this for like 6 months plus consistently before anything will start to happen. You have to snowball it and build things up. Then some tactics that work at the moment on Instagram that might change, things I've noticed. People really enjoy those informational slides. People really enjoy video content. IGTV is going really well. Making really great story content and content that people want to share and follow along with is really effective as well. Long captions, microblogging, really effective. But these are all things that are extra, that you need to master the basics first and then notice that people are trying and doing different things and engage with it that way and experiment and try and see how things go. Now, if you found this episode useful, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave it with a comment. Let us know what you think of the episode. And when I see those reviews, I will read some of them out on the show to say thank you for reviewing the show. By reviewing the show, it helps us move up the ranks on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can review it, so more people can find and explore the show. Explore the show, listen to the show. Now, as I said, I will be back posting hopefully on Instagram and social media feeds from early September. I'm also moving houses and all this different stuff in that same week. I kind of timed that pretty poorly, but it's going to be a really great time anyway. I've got a really great project to share with you guys and hopefully some really valuable content too. Now, if you enjoyed today's show, you can tweet about it using hashtag Fowler Hour or go to cfowler.design/the-fowler-hour and share that link around. That would be fabulous. You can find me at cfowlerdesign. And lastly, if you want 2 free months of Skillshare for unlimited learning and classes on design, accounting, business, art, whatever you want, go to skl.sh/cfowlerdesign for 2 free months. We'll be back here same time next week on Thursdays. You know what's happening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Let me know on Twitter or on Instagram, and I'll see you guys same time next week. Bye for now.